So in today's episode, we discuss how does a mortgage work? And we answer some commonly asked questions such as, is it worth it? How long does it take to get approved and how to pay it off? Let's get started. Hi everyone, I'm Carl.
Hi everyone, I'm Mo, lead mortgage planner at Mortgage Architects. Couldn't be more excited to be back making some of these amazing videos that you all love.
And welcome to the Home Buyer Show, where homebuyers get the latest strategies and tactics to help them buy their next home. So Mo, today we're gonna talk about how to get pre-approved. So let's go right from the top. Why do you need to get pre-approved for a mortgage? Can't I just go off and get approved for a mortgage?
So technically it's a really good question, right? So pre-approval is the step that most people should be taking in their beginning. And unfortunately, a lot of people don't take it in the beginning. To take it closer to the end, they start the shopping part first, and then they find a house that they love, and then they go try to get a pre-approval. And unfortunately, sometimes it doesn't work out the way it is, and then your heart is set on this house that you found, and it's the perfect property for yourself, and it doesn't work out. So what we advise to our clients, or what I advise to all my clients, is definitely get a pre-approval as a first step. And ideally, the reason why you want to get pre-approval in the beginning is because you want to uncover anything that's kind of hidden, right? We want to uncover any issues that your credit might have. We want to uncover any issues that your income might have, or some issues where the application is kind of holding you back, ideally to get you to that maximum that you're looking for. But what it does, it starts the planning phase a lot sooner and better for us, right? So we can get you planned, we can get you ready to, when you are shopping, you're shopping with confidence, right? When you're putting an offer, you're putting it with confidence knowing, hey, listen, I've gotten approved. It takes all that nervousness and all that anxiety out of the purchase. So you get to actually enjoy the process.
So what is the best way to get pre-approved? Is it something just going to your banks, going to your local mortgage broker? Like what would be, in your opinion, what would be the best way?
I would say in my best opinion is to reach out to your trusted mortgage broker, right? It doesn't necessarily have to be a local one. I would ideally want to work with a mortgage broker because ideally a mortgage broker will have access to multiple lenders instead of just one, where maybe different lenders have different policies where it can actually affect you or make it even easier for you to buy compared to, let's say, a lender that has a very strict set of policies, right? And it might just kind of impact you a very negative way. But a mortgage broker is good for that reason because not only can they find you the best lender for your needs, they can find you the best rates for your needs as well, because it's very competitively shopping across the lenders to find the perfect product for you. So going back to your question, how does someone do that? They should ideally look for a trusted mortgage advisor or a mortgage broker that either they've worked with in the past or their family or friends have worked with in the past. Sometimes maybe their realtor has worked with them in the past. And then there's a level of trust already built, right? That person has been vetted, they've done their work, they have a good track record of providing results. I always go and meet with them and start the process with them. And then they would kind of guide you through the whole pre-approval process. And guys, it's not as strict or scary as it sounds. The pre-approval process usually from start to finish can take between a day or two.
I know you touched on this, you should get pre-approval before, you start looking at different homes, but like, when is the right time to get pre-approved? So like, is it when you have found your dream home or is it even before that?
Ideally, it's even way before that, right? So because at the end of the day, you really don't know what your dream home is, what the value, what the range you should be looking in till you've gotten a pre-approval done, right? So I get a lot of clients asking me questions like, hey, I'm paying $2,000 a month in rent. I should easily be able to afford a house. It's just that we look at things differently, right? So we'll talk about this a little more in our videos. We'll talk about the stress test. We'll talk about all that stuff. So ideally, just because you can afford a payment doesn't necessarily mean you will get the mortgage for that, right? So ideally, I tell my clients, get their pre-approval before you go shopping and you find something you absolutely love. Then unfortunately, if it doesn't work out, you're not impacted in such a serious way that, hey, I couldn't make that dream home work for me, right? But if you've gotten that pre-approval done and you're comfortable now, and you know exactly, because what a pre-approval does, it actually pre-approves you as a person. So we've vetted you, we've looked into everything, so you're good as a person. The only thing now you gotta do is find the property. Once you find the property, the pre-approval kind of turns into more what we call a final approval. Because we've already done half the work, now all we gotta do is vet the property and make sure the property's okay, there's no any underlying issues that might impact you or the lender. So it's a lot easier and a faster process and a less stress for you guys.
And how long does it take to get pre-approved?
From start to finish, it shouldn't take more than 24 to 48 hours, depending on the broker and the lender. Ideally, now things are moving super quick, right? So if you can get all the documents in, an experienced broker should be able to get back to you within 24 to 48 hours. To me, anything above 48 hours for a pre-approval is a little maybe on the lengthy side.
And how much does it cost?
A pre-approval is absolutely free. It doesn't cost you a single thing, right? It gets you in, it gets you comfortable. It's a great value added. So when you're shopping, it's a value added to your realtor. So they're not going around showing you properties that might not fit in your price range or you might not get approved for. It's just an added value for everyone involved.
And what are some of the documents or preparations you need to actually provide the broker or the lender to help you get it pre-approved?
Yeah, so every lender has their set of guidelines that they look at. Ideally, what you're going to be looking at is you're going to want to look at your address, where you've lived, how long you've been there, where you work, how long you've worked there. They're going to look at a little breakdown of your assets, what you have for savings, if you have like a vehicle, if you have stocks or bonds, whatever that we can actually put a value on, we would want to look at that. And then we'd want to look at some income documents that you have. That's simple stuff like recent pay stubs, job letters. If we're using a little bit more income, we'd ask you for a little bit T4 average. Now, every lender is going to be different and every client's going to be different. So ideally, we're going to probably discuss this a little bit later on, the difference between, let's say, a self-employed client or a regular client. So for a regular client, simple stuff. Sometimes for self-employed, we might ask you for a little bit more documents.
So Mo, let's go right into the, a question that I know, people have a lot on their minds is, does a pre-approval impact your credit score? Because I would imagine the lender, the broker is going to look at, if you can actually afford and, your history, can you actually afford to actually buy this home or set of homes?
Yeah, so there's a big misconception out there that people think that, hey, if you're going to go on a pre-approval, that's going to reduce your credit score. And maybe that could have been the thing of the past, but nowadays credit bureaus are very, very intelligent. We call them very smart. Equifax, TransUnion are the two credit bureaus that we most predominantly use here in Canada. But the credit bureau is so smart that it can actually take a look at when you're doing a pre-approval and will code it as such. So even if you've done one or two, it will kind of code it into the same category and lump it together so it doesn't reduce your score. So maybe in the past, there has been a lot of talks and saying don't get your credit check too often. And I would just kind of reiterate that it depends on the type of check that you're doing, right? A pre-approval is more in the side of, hey, we're doing an application. We're looking to see if things are going to get approved for you. So it's kind of more on, hey, doesn't really affect your score. But when people do apply for stuff like credit cards, you go to a car dealership, you want to buy a car, and you get maybe checked at multiple times, those could be coded a little bit differently. And that could definitely impact your score. So the best thing I would say is when you're trying to do it for a pre-approval, if you've done one or two, don't let that bother you. Don't let that scare you. It shouldn't affect your score, not comparatively to applying for, let's say, 10 credit cards or a multiple bank check at a car dealership, right?
With that being said, it's interesting because how many, let's say you get pre-approved for one lender, but actually, no, let's go back. How about if you don't get approved by one lender, could you, keep shopping, shopping around till you get a, pre-approved by another lender?
Absolutely, you can. And that's where brokers ideally have a little bit more options available than your traditional bank or your local bank, because let's say one lender does not like to file, we can actually take you to multiple lenders, right? And depending on how good your broker is, he will know right off the bat if A lender doesn't work, he probably has backup scenarios with B and C lender already on the go. And there's a really good chance that if A lender doesn't do it, there's going to be options available for you at B or C lenders, right? So we can definitely keep on taking you to different lenders on the same credit bureau till we get you approved. So once again, not really impacting your credit score.
So can you actually buy a house without getting pre-approved?
You absolutely could. You're taking a big gamble, you're taking a big chance, but you definitely could. I've seen it happen. A lot of my clients come to me last minute sometimes and we make it work. Ideally, we want to do it ideally before, because there's more benefits to a pre-approval than just getting your pre-approved so you know the amount. But sometimes it can actually do something what we call a rate hold. So we can do a rate hold a specific rate for you. If we hear inklings, we've heard talks of rates are going up and you're looking to buy, but you're not currently there yet, our pre-approval will not only pre-approve you, but it will hold the rate specific for you. So even if rates have gone up by the time you found your house, your rate's kind of locked in and guaranteed. So ideally, there's more benefits than just, hey, should I just find out the amount? It comes with more added security for yourself. You could definitely buy a house, but you might as well start the process earlier so you can enjoy the process and actually lock in a rate. You've gone through all your questions. You're not thinking about it last minute. You want to enjoy the process, and pre-approval will help you tremendously to enjoy the process with having the least amount of stress and anxiety.
And how long does a pre-approval last for? Because I'm sure it's not indeterminate or indefinite.
A pre-approval, most likely, depending on the lender, can last anywhere between 90 days or longer, depending on the lender. The average, I would say, is about 90 days per lender, which is 3 months, which is more than enough time for you to go out and find a place and buy a place. And most lenders will actually do a rate hold for up to 120 days. So even if your pre-approval is good for 90, you would have an extra month of that rate hold in place to actually go out and shop around. And if your pre-approval runs out, we can obviously do another one and start the clock again at 90 days.
And the last question I have for you, and you touched on this a little earlier, is what happens if you don't get approved? Pre-approved, I mean. Like, I know we said we can go to different lenders, or, you know, a broker can take you to different lenders. But what happens if all of them deny you? What are your options then?
Yeah, so if every lender has denied you and you've actually not done a pre-approval, there's most likely going to be some serious underlying issues, right? It could be credit related, it could be income related, and depending on what it is, we might just have to wait. But for example, as a broker, we actually have access to what we consider alternative lenders, depending on the down payment that you have, that we could look into. As a broker, we will look at as many options as possible before we would say, listen, unfortunately, right now, you're not going to get approved. But it doesn't mean that you can't buy a house forever. A good trusted broker should be able to put you on a timeline or some kind of specific plan to get you ready to buy if you couldn't get approved today. So ideally, let's say you didn't get a pre-approval and now you found your house and you try to buy, and unfortunately, your credit might not just be there, your income might not be there. We should be able to get you on a plan and say, listen, from 3 to 6 months from today, if you kind of work on certain things and part of your application, we'll definitely get you approved again. So once again, it's almost like we're starting that pre-approval at that time now. We're trying to build you up to when you are ready to buy and when you will get approved with the lender. So like I said, it's not the end of the world. It definitely is. It definitely would suck, right? If you didn't get approved for the house that you want, but I would say keep working at it, work with your broker, trust your broker, and get to a place where you are ready to buy now.
So Mo, do you have anything else to add in terms of mortgage pre-approvals?
Like, I just want to emphasize that one more time, Carl, is like, get the pre-approval at the earliest stage that you can, right? If you're looking at buying a house 3 months from today, if you're looking at buying a house from 6 months from today, start the process. Unfortunately, a lot of Canadians, including clients that I would say are even good financially, don't really know what's hiding or hiding on the credit bureau, right? Now, sometimes they think their credit bureau is good, but there could be mistakes on the credit bureau that have nothing to do with you. And we actually find that quite often, where there might be another individual with a similar name as you or an initial as you, and now the profiles are messed up, or something's reporting onto the credit bureau which was taken care of many, many years ago, but it hasn't reported that way. So even though you think your credit is good, sometimes there are issues that might pop up. And that's the reason why it's good to get their pre-approval earlier on, so you can actually uncover them, and then we can help you fix them. So when you're looking at buying, you're 100% ready to go. You're not scrambling, you're not working against the clock, and you're gonna enjoy that process. And then you're going to actually really, really make it a lot easier on yourself.
Thank you very much for joining us, and we'll catch you in our next episode.
Thank you for listening to The Homebuyer Show. If you found this episode helpful and valuable to your home buying journey, We'd really appreciate a follow or a subscribe on whichever podcast platform you are listening on. Learn more about home buying and mortgages at syedmortgages.ca. That's syedmortgages.ca. Until next time.